Let's look at the vocabulary in this lesson. Be. Be. Be has the meaning of 比较 or comparison, such as to compare tall and short things, long and short things, or big and small things. In a sentence, 这支笔比较长。这支笔比较长。他的手比较大。他的手比较大。How do we compare two things? For instance, 他的头发比我还长。他的头发比我还长。The sentence means to compare her and my hair. Her hair is longer. At this time, we use 还to stress the comparison. 小明跑得比大熊还快。小明跑得比大熊还快。This sentence means to compare 小明 and 大熊。小明 runs faster than 大熊。还是 means or. We can use 还是 when we want to ask the difference between two things.For example, if we want to know who has more books, we ask, 你的书多还是我的书多?你的书多还是我的书多? Next, 跟 and 和 are conjunctions to connect two things that are in some way equivalent. For example, 哥哥跟姐姐都是学生。哥哥跟姐姐都是学生。Do you understand how to use 跟 and 和? Yang particularly means shape, look, or pattern. 样子 refers to one's appearance or look. For instance, 他的样子很可爱。他的样子很可爱。他打篮球的样子很认真。他打篮球的样子很认真。一样 means the same or similar. 他的笔和我的一样。他的笔和我的一样。差 has a meaning of inferior or worse. For example, 他的成绩太差了。Meaning, 他的成绩很不好。差不多 means almost or alike. For example, 这两本书差不多大。这两本书差不多大。Let's look at more new words from this lesson. We often use 聪明 to describe someone who is intelligent or smart. For example,这个小孩子真聪明。这个小孩子真聪明。This is to praise a child who does a good job or performs well. The opposite of 聪明 is 笨。笨 is used to describe someone who is less intelligent, has a poor memory, or has poor comprehension. 用功 is a word to describe someone who works hard.For example, 小明很用功。Or like the answer in the video, 他们都很用功。And 男生和女生都很用功。Work hard when you study Chinese.